Welcome to Real Estate New. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Kim Kuntz-Hines with me with Right Way Home Protection. And believe me, if you need it, you really, really need it. Hey, Kim.
Hi, Scott. Good morning.
We've been doing this for a long, long time, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
I'm not even going to say how long. That'd make us kind of sound old, wouldn't it?
For sure.
Me a lot longer than you, unfortunately. Or fortunately, I guess. I don't know which way. I'm going to say, I guess you like the warranty program good enough you bought a company.
Yes.
So I guess that's saying you kind of believe in it yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, Will is saying put your money where your mouth is. You kind of did, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Well, I believe in them too. And we've talked about this for a long, long time, folks. I'm going to start with this. I have, for the past, when did you get the business? You kind of got in the business when it kind of started, home warranties. How long has it been?
I have been in the warranty business for 17 years.
So I want to say not that long, but I guess it has been that long now. But when I first got in the business, we didn't have warranty companies.
No, we didn't.
And it was tough. I mean, I'll be honest with you. When something went wrong, you know, folks, I'm going to tell you, they went to the seller, they went to the realtor, and they said, you fix it. You should have known. Well, you know, nobody has x-ray vision. You can't tell. So I always thought the warranties were a blessing, and I still think the warranties are a blessing. And Kim, you know this for a fact. When I sell a house, I make them even sign a deal if they don't want a warranty.
That is very smart to do, because so many times they, you know, can't decide if they want to spend the money or not, and then sure enough, if you have them sign something and then something breaks right after closing, then...
And that's when it usually does.
That's when it usually does.
But I'm going to tell you this, and Kim, you've heard me tell this story before. But in the old days, I can say that now. I didn't realize it was 17 years. But in the old days, something would happen. And folks, our water over in San Angelo, and I love San Angelo. I'm a big love of San Angelo person. But our water's not the greatest. And it's hard on appliances. It's hard on water heaters. You know this, don't you? Water
yes.
heaters, dishwashers, everything that has water runs through it. And things break. And a lot of times, good people, you know, they turn things off. They say, okay, well, our house is under contract. We're fixing to move. So they get things ready to move, and they quit using those appliances or whatever. And it sits there. Those little rubber valves or whatever things, they kind of get whatever.
They get a lot of rust and corrosion on them.
And then sudden, the new buyers move in, and it doesn't work. Well, the new buyers are mad. And before, they would call me and say, Scott, we moved in. We turned it on. It's broke. We're mad. Well, myself or the seller, somebody would be in it fixing it, and the buyer would be mad. Everybody's mad. It was a bad deal. Well, now I get to say, guess what? Call this 800 number, and you got a warranty. You know, it's cool.
Yes, and it's very simple with Right Way Home Protection and placing claims. It's very simple.
And even on Sunday.
Yes, you don't have to go through a lot of...
Okay, but before we get all the details, I'm just telling them why they should have one.
Sure.
Okay, but let's start even back here. Let me tell you what I do now. And I'm saying me, and I would think any smart realtor would do this. Okay. In fact, Claire and I she listed a house with a friend of hers, and it's a very cool house on South Park, by the way. It is. You would love this house because you like Santa Rita.
Oh yes, I do.
Well, you'd really like this house. It's on, I think it's 40 something South Park, but it's one of the big houses with a swimming pool in the backyard and blah blah blah. Well, she told her about the program. Of course, Jane, being a smart lady, she said, "Oh, I want to do the seller's coverage." So tell them first off, what did Claire? She didn't sell her anything because it was free. What did she do?
She told her about the program and what we cover and what we offer.
And what is it? What did she do? What did the seller on South Park get?
She got seller's coverage for 90 days that will cover everything that the basic policy does. If something was to go wrong, it covers up to $1,000, and it cost her absolutely nothing.
For free?
Yes.
Okay, so this is my question. And I'm not that smart, but I'm smart to figure this out. If an agent can say, Mr. Seller, Ms. Seller, you can go with Right Way and you can have this coverage for free and up to $1,000 if something breaks while your house is listed, you can have this. Why wouldn't you do that?
Everybody, a lot of people take advantage of it because it's, like you said, it doesn't cost anything.
Why wouldn't you?
And
I don't know why.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know why Right Way does it, because I think it's kind of silly on their part. Because it's one of those things that's almost too good to be true, but it really is. Now, the seller has to buy a policy after the house closes.
Yes, they provide one for the buyer.
But most sellers do that anyway.
Yes,
In fact, I do one whether it's even asked from me, because I don't want the liability. I want to say, hey, not only that I let you do inspections, I bought you a warranty, you know, after you bought a house that I personally own. So, folks, there you have that right there. When you list, if you list a property, I'd say right now, if your agent doesn't tell you about it, I would say, hey, I heard on the radio that Kim girl was telling me about some company she has, and they give free coverage for 1 year, or for 1 year for while my house is listed.
Right, for 90 days, yes.
For 3 months. See, I'm trying to stretch it for 1 year for you folks, but she brought me back down to 90 days. So for 90 days. So you're telling me if my water heater goes out when my house is listed, Rottweil's going to put a new water heater in for me?
Yes.
Okay, really?
Yes, we will. And
okay,
like
Jeremy,
I said,
are you listening to this?
I don't believe it.
Okay. She's saying it on the radio. Hey, folks, not only can we got, let me tell you how we got her now. We got her, this is on taped. So you can go to sallison.com on our website. You can pull it up and say, Kim, I want you to listen to what you said on Scott's radio show that you said you were going to cover it. Honestly, I'm just joking with her because she's very honest. In fact, she's one reason that we love this company because of her. She takes care of everybody.
Well, I really appreciate that.
She's the reason she is because when we sell a policy, she's the reason it gets taken care of. So when she says something, it happens. So that's why I'm just giving her a hard time. So, folks, for real, what she's telling you is true. How cool is that, though?
It's a win-win situation for everybody. And I even have, you know, as crazy as it sounds, some people just do not want any coverage. I mean, and what's
that's
nice is it is, especially during the listing period. And a lot of times the realtors will just go ahead and sign them up on it. And then if something does happen, then they're like, well, I signed you up for this warranty for free and you can place this claim.
Wow. I mean, that's just a wow. Okay. So now we've got it done. And if you just signed it up, now we have it under contract. Now it closes. So the cool thing is now the buyer is going to have a warranty. So when something does happen, and I'm talking strictly from the seller side still, the buyer's not going to say, oh, Mr. Seller, this was now broke. You know, it's only been 2 days after closing. And you're going to say, Scott, really 2 days? Kim, how often is it 2 days after closing?
That doesn't hardly ever happen.
But it will.
It can.
How about 2 months after closing?
Yes.
See?
Yes, more than likely.
Okay.
Something, even if it's a disposal or a stoppage or something.